Wood Drive, Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:57, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today, and we're pleased to have with us Clay Childs, American Legion Post 5 Commander, joining us here, talking about big activities taking place the middle of next week. Clay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always a great day to do good things for our veterans.
Amen.
And you have a really significant activity that's coming up a week from tomorrow. Talk a little bit about the Project Atlas open house that you've got coming up.
Yeah, well, Project Atlas is a means of connecting our veterans with telehealth services that may not have internet or may not understand, you know, have the computer skills at home to do that sort of thing. It's a state-of-the-art system where they can do a telehealth video appointment with their doctor in Emporia with no step entry into the Legion and a nice private facility for them to do that. And we do all of the hookup for them, get them connected. Really, it's a very seamless process. We'd like to get more veterans aware that we have this. And so the VA has offered to do, in conjunction with us, we're going to do an open house on March 27th from 1 to 4 o'clock where people can come and look at the facility and get comfortable with it, and maybe make that part of their health care solution for our veterans that are eligible for VA health care.
Let me ask you here, Clay, from your perspective, how readily the Atlas Pod's been used here recently, and I guess maybe how significant that has been here over the last year plus since it officially opened up?
Well, we feel like it's still not utilized to the extent that it could be, so like I say, that's why we're trying to reach out to our local veterans and make sure they're aware that the facility is there and available for them. And just, you know, sometimes you say something like Atlas and they don't really understand, you know, necessarily. We do a lot of acronyms in the military, but this is accessing telehealth through local area station. Main thing is it's an easy and seamless way for you to follow up on your health care appointments with your providers and not have to drive to Topeka or Leavenworth, or further away to do that. Maybe you could just do it from the Legion here in Emporia. We certainly would like to get more utilization. One way to get our veterans to come is to offer them some food. So we're also doing an all-veterans lunch that same day from noon to 1 o'clock. We'll have a free sandwich bar for veterans. There'll be food there for them. Having come in, there's a good opportunity to visit with the Kansas Commission on Health. We'll have, or Kansas Commission on Veteran Affairs. We'll have some information for there for claims. The VA will be there to answer questions. We'll be celebrating the 105th anniversary of the American Legion, which was March 15th. And we'll be also handing out, VA will be providing lapel pins for our Vietnam veterans, because Vietnam War Veterans Day is coming up on March 29th. So definitely a lot of things to celebrate at the American Legion on Wednesday, March 27th. Lunch at 12 to 1, and then the open house from 1 to 4.
The other question I had, Clay, and you've kind of referenced it to a degree, is really the niche that this fills here for veterans locally and area-wide. Obviously, this is not just for veterans here in the Emporia City limits. It's meant for veterans here for, you know, a significant coverage area. But talk a little bit about your perspective on you know, the niche that this helps to fill for veterans.
Well, it really does, and, you know, especially people maybe a little bit further south, a little bit further east of actually the Emporia area itself, the little counties further south, they could certainly stop in Emporia instead of driving all the way on up to Topeka. You know, there's kind of a vacancy sometimes, and sometimes people just, it's, you know, don't want to go to the trouble to go to the VA facility, or it's a huge facility. There's just nothing like walking into the American Legion in your hometown or a nearby town and getting, you know, being able to get your services there. I think it's a great thing that we've been offered. There's very few of these throughout the country. We are kind of a pilot program, and so we're still learning, too. We're learning how to reach our veterans and tell them that it's here and how to make them available of resources that are offered by the VA. This certainly being one of the premier things to be able to do, to have this quality connection and facility to contact your VA healthcare provider.
Clay, one other thing I wanted to touch on here is you mentioned, obviously, the Vietnam veteran lapel pins that will be given out for Vietnam War Veterans Day. Can you just quickly touch a little bit on how important it is to really recognize the Vietnam War veterans, especially when you look back at history and really the reception or lack thereof that they received upon returning home from that specific conflict?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's our country is, for years after that, we've tried to make amends to our Vietnam veterans. I mean, I think I was part of the Gulf War and War on Terrorism era, and people were really receptive to us when we came back and gave us a great welcome home. And I think that we recognized that we did not welcome our Vietnam veterans home the way we should have. They were doing what their country asked of them and served proudly. And so we continue to try to emphasize to them that, you know, it was a difficult time in our country, but we still today, to this day, value your service, and we want you to be proud of your service, and we just want to do everything we can to recognize those Vietnam veterans, and this is just one small way that we can do it. Also, this would be, again, probably our target audience for some people to come in and do this video connect on their health appointments and things like that. And again, try to support them through ability to contact the VA for their claims, contact their VA for healthcare services, pharmacy, things like that. There will be representatives there for all of that. But certainly important that we take an opportunity every time we can to thank our Vietnam vets, because you know, we're making up for lost time because we didn't do it right when they came home the first time.
Well, Clay, a lot of exciting stuff coming up here, starting with the All Veterans Lunch next Wednesday, March 27th. That will be from noon to 1 p.m. It's a free sandwich bar there at the Emporia American Legion, 2921 West 12th Avenue. That will lead into the Atlas open house that goes from 1 to 4 p.m. also at the American Legion Post 5. So plenty of information that you can get from there. And again, Clay, if anybody has questions or wants more details on these upcoming activities, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, all our information is on www.emporialegion.org, or they could call the post at 620-342-1119.
Perfect. Well, Clay, we appreciate all that you do to help recognize the veterans of the local area, and looking forward to seeing how things turn out here in the next week.
Well, thank you for helping us to promote this and to get the words out to support our veterans. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks for your support.
Thanks, Clay. Pleasure.
Thanks, Clay. Have a good day. That is Clay Childs, the commander of the American Legion Post 5 here in Emporia, our Newsmaker 2 guest today, Chuck.
Yes, indeed. Want to let you know quickly here that our Newsmaker 2's guest for tomorrow is going to be Leanne Kester. We're talking about a couple of upcoming activities for the Chase County Old School Development District, including the Bunny Hop, which is coming up on Saturday. Newsmaker 3 also coming your way on Wednesday with Karen May, a certified CHIC counselor and trainer, talking about Medicare sign-up information.
Your Newsmaker 2 today brought to you by Mainstay Suites at 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. KBOE now 905. It's time to take a look at some healthy living.
Celebrating agriculture in our daily lives. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Today is National Ag Day. In fact, all this week is National Agriculture Week, an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the contributions of ag in our everyday lives. This year's event highlights the role agriculture plays in protecting the land, water, and air. Jenny Batting, National Ag Day Chair, says farmers have been leading the way when it comes to sustainability.
There's a growing world population that we need to, you know, be able to feed more people. Also, we aren't gaining additional farm ground, so folks are having to do more with less, and I think technology is one of those things that is going to help them achieve that.
Here are some other fast facts about agriculture that you may or may not know. The United States depends on farming. Farming and related industries employ 21.6 million people, which is about 11% of all U.S. employment. Pork is the most widely eaten meat in the world. The average dairy cow produces 7 gallons of milk a day, 2,100 pounds of milk a month, and more than 46,000 glasses of milk each year. And finally, today, the average U.S. farmer feeds 155 people. In 1960, that number was just 26. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption. Cargo, a medium-sized, red-neutered male pit bull mix. Mila, a short-haired spayed female tabby house cat. And Cider, a large-neutered male yellow Labrador mix. You can see these pets at KVOE.com by clicking on Adopt a Pet, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and the Hills Science Diet. For more information on these pets, give them a call today at 620-340-6345 or visit petfinder.com.
Get ready for a hoppin' good time at Breakfast with the Easter Bunny, hosted by the Emporia Recreation Center. Bring the kids on Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon for a delicious breakfast with an Easter egg hunt to follow as we welcome the Easter Bunny to town. Spots are filling fast, so hop to it and register today. Visit EmporiaRec.org to register online or call 340-6300. Registration closes on Wednesday, March 20th. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep your kids active for life.
Hello folks, Mark Hoare with Clint Boyer Toyota. We are kicking off our spring celebration this month with thousands of dollars in savings. Over 3,000 off 2024 Tundras and Grand Highlanders and 10,000 off of 23 BZ4Xs. Come in and let us show you how to save. Oh yeah, here's a little joke for you. Why did the Toyota go to the gym? It wanted to work on its trunk space. Clint Boyer Toyota, 2815 West Highway 50 or call us at 343-6723 where we care.
KVOE live and local. It's time now for a check of sports headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom. Here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Taken. Of course, yesterday, a big day for Emporia State Women.